whenever you want. And, of course, feel free to refer to the food lists whenever you need a refresher. Our ultimate goal with the South Beach Diet has always been to show you how to make good food choices for yourself and your family, most of the time, so you can enjoy a few bites of even the most decadent dessert on occasion and still maintain your weight. Now that you have reached Phase 3, you will be introducing some new foods, specifically those that you were advised to avoid on Phase 2. This shouldn't present problems. By now, you are able to monitor your body's response to particular foods. You know what triggers your cravings, and you automatically make the right choices for you. If, given this new freedom, you find that you can't just eat one piece of French bread without practically inhaling the whole loaf, or that you can't eat a scoop of ice cream without devouring the entire carton, it's a sign that you should probably avoid these foods altogether, at least for a while. But the best news of all is that now that you've reached Phase 3, no food is off limits unless you say it is. The challenge with Phase 3 is learning how to incorporate those occasional sinful treats into your diet without regaining weight. It's also essential that you continue to follow a fitness program, ideally one incorporating interval training and core strengthening exercises. This is the best way to maintain both your weight and your health. Dr. Agatston answers your questions about Phase 3. Here are the answers to some of the questions our nutritionists and I are often asked by dieters who are on Phase 3. I've been on Phase 3 for 2 months and have started to gain some weight back. What should I do? The question is, why are you gaining weight? There are two possible reasons. You're no longer adhering to the principles of the diet, or you're not getting enough exercise, or both. First, let's examine what you're eating. Are you indulging in too many foods that should be eaten only on special occasions? If so, you need to understand that if you revert to your old eating habits, you most certainly will gain weight. If you have put on 10 or more pounds or have started to have food cravings, which I suspect may be causing your problem, you may need to return to Phase 1 for several days until your cravings subside. If your weight gain is minimal and you don't have cravings, simply return to the Phase 2 eating plan that worked for you before. The beauty of the South Beach diet is that it's flexible enough to accommodate the normal changes of daily life. Second, I can't overestimate the importance of getting enough exercise. Some people believe that once they have achieved their goal weight, they can stop exercising. Nothing could be further from the truth. Exercise is essential to maintaining your weight loss over the long term, especially when you've progressed to a lifestyle that includes those occasional treats. The exciting thing about our fitness program is that it will keep your metabolism revved up so you can burn more fat and calories. And burning more calories means that you can have that occasional treat without regaining the weight. It's important to integrate your exercise program seamlessly into your lifestyle, as you have done with the diet. Try to make it a habit, exercising at the same time, in the same place every day, or at least on most days of the week. My food cravings have returned on Phase 3. It's torture for me to eat just one cookie. I haven't put on any weight, but I'm very worried that I will. What should I do? The best part about Phase 3 is that no food is forbidden, which means you are allowed to eat virtually anything, and that includes the occasional cookie or a few French fries. Occasional is the operative word. Phase 3 is a time of experimentation, when you'll want to try different foods, ideally healthy ones, and see which work for you and which don't. If you're unable to include certain sugars or starchy foods without triggering cravings, there's only one solution. Don't eat them. Why put yourself through torture? There are plenty of foods you can eat that won't give you trouble. You can also replace those sugary cookies and fatty fries with healthier options. Try a couple of our famous peanut butter and jelly cookies, page 297, or baked sweet potato chips, page 295. Of course, there will be those times when you do give in to a craving. When this happens, do have a couple of cookies or fries, but at the same time, think about how much better you will feel if you don't have too many. Or, if a little ice cream will satisfy your desire for a special sweet, have a few bites. You may find you have more control after a small indulgence. And on those occasions when you just don't stop, let it go and return to making healthier eating choices as soon as possible. You should never feel that you're on or off the South Beach diet. Eating everything today because tomorrow you know you can't creates an all-or-nothing mentality that's detrimental to making the diet a successful lifestyle. Do I still need to eat snacks during Phase 3? It depends on what else you're eating throughout the day. If you're eating 3 good meals daily and don't get hungry in between, you may not even need healthy snacks. Keep in mind that the purpose of snacking is to prevent drops in blood sugar that cause cravings and leave you feeling famished. On Phases 1 and 2, snacks were particularly important to help wean you off highly processed, refined starches and sugar-laden foods and help you adjust to this new style of eating. But now that you're on Phase 3, you're no longer eating the foods that caused your cravings, and this makes snacks less critical. Interestingly, I've had a number of Phase 3 dieters tell me that they prefer to graze or eat smaller meals throughout the day rather than 3 fuller ones. There's actually an advantage to eating less at a time, but more often, and it's due to what's called thermogenesis, which is the measure of the amount of calories burned as part of digesting a meal. Not surprisingly, you burn more calories when you digest bigger meals, but as it turns out, not by that much. Therefore, if you eat the same amount of healthy foods daily, but divide it among the 5 smaller meals instead of 3 larger ones, for example, you'll burn more total calories each day, thanks to engaging your digestive system more often. Whether you snack, don't snack, or graze, do keep in mind that there are times when a strategic snack can be really useful. For example, if you know dinner is going to be late, or you're heading to a cocktail party where there will be lots of temptations, have a snack to stave off hunger. If you let yourself become famished, you'll invariably overeat. The bottom line: by Phase 3, the South Beach diet becomes a lifestyle that readily adjusts to your lifestyle. Only you will know what's best for you in terms of maintaining your new and healthy weight, and now you're free to make those choices. Should I be taking nutritional supplements? I recommend taking very few supplements. The reason? We have not yet learned to extract vitamins from foods so that they work as well in supplement form as they do when you eat the foods themselves. I strongly believe that you should get the nutrients you need from eating a whole foods diet. This means enjoying a wide variety of fruits and vegetables because they contain thousands of phytonutrients that are critical to good health. See Chapter 7, Supercharged Foods for Better Health. So far, the research that has been performed on specific supplements, notably antioxidants, has been disappointing. To date, there is no pill, including a multivitamin, that works like a good diet based on healthy foods. That said, I do recommend that you take an omega-3 fatty acid, fish oil, supplement, because it's difficult to get enough omega-3s from foods. I take a fish oil supplement myself, and I strongly recommend it to all my patients. The active ingredients in omega-3s are docosahexaenoic acid, DHA, and eicosapentaenoic acid, EPA, and both are listed on the label. A total of between 1,000 and 2,000 milligrams of DHA and EPA a day is recommended. Taking a supplement of the mineral calcium, which many people fail to get enough of from foods, can be helpful for women at risk for osteoporosis. Can I really eat anything I want on Phase 3? If you're talking about dessert as an occasional treat, of course. On Phase 3, we don't regulate what you can eat. Yes, you can finally have that small bowl of ice cream, or a small piece of chocolate cake, or the white bagel that you couldn't have before. But you shouldn't do it too often, and you should continue to watch amounts on desserts. Phase 3 isn't about abandoning the good principles of the diet and suddenly resuming your old eating habits. It's about continuing to make smart, healthy food choices for life. If you follow the principles of the diet most of the time, we expect you to enjoy anything you want now and then.
Living the South Beach Diet. Jocelyn J., age 57. We've changed our lives for the better. I was diagnosed with breast cancer in 2000 and underwent a double mastectomy and a course of chemotherapy. It was very, very rough. After my treatments were over, I was put on tamoxifen to prevent a recurrence of the cancer, and, like a lot of women, I started to gain weight on the drug. Much to my dismay, the pounds really started piling on. I had always been slim, and suddenly, overnight, I was fat. I zoomed through clothing sizes at record speed. Soon, I weighed 175 pounds, a lot for my 5'6" frame. Needless to say, I was not happy with my situation. Not only had I gone through an ordeal with my treatments, I now had to deal with this new, larger body. I tried cutting back on my food intake, but it didn't help. I thought that I could never get my old body back and resigned myself to being unhappy about my weight. At the time, my husband, who weighed 228, was told by his cardiologist that his cholesterol was bad and he had to lose weight. The doctor recommended that he follow the South Beach diet. Since I wanted to lose weight, too, we decided to try it together. I wasn't very hopeful, but I felt I had nothing to lose. I bought the South Beach Diet cookbooks and was intrigued by what I read. Since I had always been thin, I had no idea of what triggered obesity. I learned a great deal about how to eat and put meals together. I'm a gourmet cook, and I love good food. I got very excited when I started to read the recipes. They were great. My husband, who normally dislikes fish, even enjoyed one of the fish recipes I made. Over the next few months, my husband lost 28 pounds and is now steady at around 199. He's always telling me how much better he feels now that he's lighter. His cardiologist is also thrilled. And I'm thrilled that I lost 35 pounds and have kept the weight off. The South Beach diet definitely changed our lives for the better. We are now conscious of what we're putting in our mouths. Occasionally, we eat things that we shouldn't, but we haven't regained the weight. I gave away all my fat clothes and swore that I would never get to that point again. Whenever I feel my weight is creeping up, I go back to phase two. We are firm believers in the South Beach diet and sing its praises whenever we meet someone who is struggling with weight and wondering what diet to go on. Living the South Beach diet. Wendy N., age 30. It's simply my new way of living. 2 years ago, I weighed 370 pounds. I'm 5'10", so I'm tall, but even so, I was extremely overweight. I was already on blood pressure medications, and my doctor had been telling me for years that I might develop diabetes if I didn't take off some weight. My mother is diabetic, but I was young and thought I was invincible. In October 2006, my doctor told me I was officially pre-diabetic. I saw how my mother had struggled with her diabetes, and my immediate thought was, I'm going to run as fast as I can in the other direction. I didn't know where to begin, though, so my doctor recommended that I try the South Beach diet. I bought the book, and the first thing I did was thumb through the recipes. I got scared, because I'm not a great cook. But then my doctor told me not to worry so much about the recipes, but just read about the principles of the South Beach diet. That's when it all clicked. I realized that it was easy. I could do this. I saw that I could still eat the same foods I'd been eating, but I'd have to prepare them differently. Once I understood what the diet was about, the recipes didn't seem too complicated. In fact, they were pretty easy. My first 2 weeks on the diet, I lost 15 pounds, and I didn't even exercise. I just ate the right foods. I realized that if I started to exercise, I could lose a lot more. I began slowly, exercising just a few days a week. Now, I'm working out 6 days a week. Healthy eating and exercise have become a permanent part of my lifestyle. Over the past 12 months on the diet, I have lost 125 pounds. My coworkers ask me what my secret is, and I steer them to the South Beach diet. In fact, two of them have adopted this lifestyle too, and we exchange tips and keep each other motivated. Of course, I have days when I slip up, but I keep remembering what Dr. Agatston says about acknowledging that you've messed up and getting quickly back on track. During a recent visit to the doctor, I learned that I am no longer pre-diabetic, and I no longer need medications for my high blood pressure. The South Beach diet has completely changed my life. Everything is a challenge in the beginning, but when you stick with something long enough, you discover that it becomes easier. The South Beach diet has been so easy to incorporate into my lifestyle that most of the time I don't even think that I'm on a diet. It's simply my new way of living. The South Beach Supercharged Fitness Program. Phase 1, Week 1. Day 1, Interval Walking. Warm up, start with a 5-minute walk at easy pace. Walk for 15 seconds at moderate pace. Walk for 60 seconds at easy pace. Repeat 6 times. Cool down, end with a 2-minute walk at easy pace. Day 2, Total Body Workout. Phase 1 exercises, described in the section that follows. Take a recreational walk at easy pace for 15 to 20 minutes, optional. Day 3, Interval Walking. Warm up. Start with a 5-minute walk at easy pace. Walk for 15 seconds at moderate pace. Walk for 45 seconds at easy pace. Repeat 8 times. Cool down. End with a 2-minute walk at easy pace. Day 4. Total Body Workout. Phase 1 exercises, described in the section immediately following. Take a recreational walk at easy pace for 15 to 20 minutes. Optional. Day 5. Interval Walking. Warm up. Start with a 5-minute walk at easy pace. Walk for 15 seconds at moderate pace. Walk for 60 seconds at easy pace. Repeat 11 times. Cool down. End with a 2-minute walk at easy pace. Day 6. Total Body Workout. Phase 1 exercises, described in the section immediately following. Take a recreational walk at easy pace for 15 to 20 minutes. Optional. Day 7. Interval Walking. Warm up. Start with a 5-minute walk at easy pace. Walk for 15 seconds at revved up. Walk for 60 seconds at easy pace. Repeat 8 times. Cool down. End with a 2-minute walk at easy pace. Phase 1, Week 2. Day 1. Total Body Workout. Phase 1 exercises, described in the section immediately following. Take a recreational walk at easy pace for 15 to 20 minutes. Optional. Day 2. Interval Walking. Warm up. Start with a 5-minute walk at easy pace. Walk for 15 seconds at revved up. Walk for 45 seconds at easy pace. Repeat 10 times. Cool down. End with a 2-minute walk at easy pace. Day 3. Total Body Workout. Phase 1 exercises, described in the section immediately following. Take a recreational walk at easy pace for 15 to 20 minutes. Optional. Day 4. Interval Walking. Warm up. Start with a 5-minute walk at easy pace. Walk for 15 seconds at revved up. Walk for 30 seconds at easy pace. Repeat 12 times. Cool down. End with a 2-minute walk at easy pace. Day 5. Total Body Workout. Phase 1 exercises, described in the section immediately following. Take a recreational walk at easy pace for 15 to 20 minutes. Optional. Day 6. Interval Walking. Warm up. Start with a 5-minute walk at easy pace. Walk for 15 seconds at supercharged. Walk for 60 seconds at easy pace. Repeat 8 times. Cool down. End with a 2-minute walk at easy pace. Day 7. Total Body Workout. Phase 1 exercises, described in the section immediately following. Take a recreational walk at easy pace for 15 to 20 minutes. Optional. Phase 1. Total body workout exercises. Spinal arch and curl. Spinal dive. Spinal twist. Leg flutter. Leg circle. Salsa shoulders. Bikini swirl. Roll down. Cat and hammock backstretch. Spinal arch and curl. Increases spinal mobility and function, helps posture, tones the butt, and relieves stress. It also feels great. 1. Sit up straight on the edge of a chair, with your feet hip-width apart and your knees in line with your ankles. Place your palms on your thighs. Press your heels into the floor and contract your butt muscles. 2. Slide your hands up toward your hips as you continue to contract your butt muscles. You should feel a slight lifting sensation. Gently arch your back and look up, tightening your abdominal muscles. Feel your neck lengthen as you lift your head. Imagine that you are hovering over the chair. 3. Continuing to hold your abdominal muscles in, round your back as you slide your hands toward your knees. Look down to the ground. Return to the starting position, 1. Arching and curling is 1 rep. Do 3 sets of 8 reps. This exercise should be done in one fluid motion without stopping between repetitions. Spinal dive. Improves posture by strengthening upper back muscles and stretching chest muscles. 1. Sit up straight on the edge of a chair with your feet hip-width apart and your knees in line with your ankles. Your feet should be firmly planted on the floor. Place your palms on your thighs. 2. Pull your abdominals in and round your back as you drop your head in between your knees. 3. Arch your spine and tighten your abdominal muscles as you slowly unfurl into the upright starting position. Be sure to keep your shoulders down. Move slowly so you can feel your back muscles working. This is 1 rep. Do 3 sets of 8 reps. Caution, stop if you become dizzy. Spinal twist. Improves back flexibility. 1. Sit up straight on the edge of a chair with your feet hip-width apart and your knees in line with your ankles. Your feet should be firmly planted on the floor. Place your palms on your thighs. 2. Keeping your back straight, pull in your abdominal muscles. Twist from your waist as you turn to the left, sliding your right hand down your right thigh and your left hand up your left thigh. Your feet and legs should remain still. 3. Twist from your waist as you turn to the right, sliding your left hand down your left thigh and your right hand up your right thigh. When you finish 1 twist to the left and 1 twist to the right, this is 1 rep. Keep going. This movement should be done in a single fluid motion. Do 3 sets of 8 reps. Leg flutter. Tightens the midsection and improves the muscles that track and support the knees. 1. Sit up straight on a chair, gripping the seat with both hands. Your feet should be hip-width apart and your knees in line with your ankles. Keep your arms straight and your chest lifted as you pull in your abdominal muscles. Lean back slightly and lift both feet about 4 to 6 inches off the floor, keeping your knees close together and your back relaxed. Make sure that you are using your abdominal muscles to lift your legs and are not sinking into your arms or stressing your back. If your back hurts, support it with a cushion. 2 to 3. Kick out your right leg in a controlled manner. Return to the starting position and kick out your left leg. This is 1 rep. This should be a fluid motion. Don't stop between reps. Work at a slow, controlled pace and feel the contraction in your upper thighs. Do 3 sets of 8 reps. If this is too difficult, do as many reps as you can and gradually increase. Leg circle. A beautiful leg shaper. Excellent for lower abdominal strength, hip and knee joint flexibility, and mobility. 1. Sit up straight on a chair, gripping the seat with both hands, your feet together and your knees in line with your ankles. Keep your arms straight and your chest lifted as you squeeze in your abdominal muscles. Lean back slightly and lift both feet 4 to 6 inches off the floor, keeping your knees close together and your back relaxed. Make sure that you are using your abdominal muscles to lift your legs and are not leaning on your arms or stressing your back. 2. Circle both legs to the right 4 times, as though stirring a tall drink. 3. Without lowering your legs, reverse direction and do 4 circles to the left. Do 3 sets of 4 circles to the right and 4 circles to the left. Do not stop between sets unless you have to rest. Salsa shoulders. Increases awareness, flexibility, and mobility in the neck, shoulders, and rib cage. Great for people with neck pain. 1. Stand with your feet firmly planted on the floor. Press your heels into the floor and contract the muscles in your butt. Keep them contracted throughout the exercise. Hold your arms up with your elbows bent at a 90-degree angle, palms facing forward. 2. Circle your shoulders forward 4 times. 3. Reverse direction and circle your shoulders backward 4 times. Do 3 sets of 4 circles forward and 4 circles backward. Do not stop between sets unless you have to rest. Bikini swirl. Increases flexibility and mobility in the neck and rib cage. Strengthens the back. 1 through 3. Stand straight and place your hands on top of your head. Pull your elbows back. Press your heels into the floor to contract the muscles in your butt. Keep them contracted throughout the exercise. Pull in your abdominal muscles and, moving from your waist, circle your rib cage 4 times from left to right without moving your hips. Try to draw a circle on the ceiling with the top of your head. It should feel as if you were using a hula hoop with the hoop just under your rib cage. Switch directions and do 4 circles from right to left. Do 3 sets of 4 circles from left to right and 4 circles from right to left. Roll down. Gives you flat abs and a sexy six-pack. 1. Sit on the floor with your knees bent and your feet hip-width apart. Press your feet firmly into the floor and contract your thigh muscles. Work against your body weight. Imagine that you are trying to squeeze your legs together, but they're so heavy they won't budge. 2 through 3. Contract your pelvic floor muscles and squeeze your belly button in toward your spine. Roll back 1 vertebra at a time, resisting gravity as you lower yourself all the way down to the floor. Keeping your abdominal muscles tight, lift your spine 1 vertebra at a time back to the starting position, 1. This is 1 rep. Do 1 set of 8 reps. Work up to 3 sets. Variation. When you are strong enough to do roll downs comfortably without losing form, try this variation. Roll down to the point where it's most challenging to hold yourself up. Keeping your abdominal muscles tight, make a complete circle with your entire torso to the right 8 times. Keep your hips and sit bones stable. Don't rock your pelvis. Make a complete circle with your entire torso to the left 8 times. Do 1 set of 8 circles to the right and 8 circles to the left. Cat and hammock backstretch. Strengthens and lengthens the abdominals and the posture muscles in the back. Feels wonderful, too. A great movement. 1. Get on your hands and knees with your back in a flat, tabletop position. Your hands should be in line with your shoulders, and your knees in line with your hips. 2. Press your palms into the floor and pull your abdominal muscles in toward your spine. Squeeze your butt muscles and round your back and neck like a cat. Hold this position for 10 seconds. 3. From the cat stretch, flow into the hammock back stretch. Pull your shoulders down and away from your ears, and slowly raise your head and chest. Keeping your abdominal muscles tight, allow your back to sway as if you were a human hammock. Hold this position for 10 seconds, then return to the flat back position. Alternate in a flowing manner between the cat stretch and the hammock back stretch 3 to 5 times. End with the cat stretch. The South Beach Supercharged Fitness Program. Phase 2, Week 1. Day 1. Interval walking. Warm up. Start with a 3-minute walk at easy pace. Walk for 30 seconds at moderate pace. Walk for 30 seconds at easy pace. Repeat 12 times. Cool down. End with a 2-minute walk at easy pace. Day 2. Total body workout. Phase 2 exercises, described in the section immediately following. Take a recreational walk at easy pace for 15 to 20 minutes. Optional. Day 3. Interval walking. Warm up. Start with a 3-minute walk at moderate pace. Walk for 15 seconds at supercharged. Walk for 45 seconds at moderate pace. Repeat 12 times. Cool down. End with a 2-minute walk at easy pace. Day 4. Total body workout. Phase 2 exercises, described in the section immediately following. Take a recreational walk at easy pace for 15 to 20 minutes. Optional. Day 5. Interval walking. Warm up. Start with a 3-minute walk at easy pace. Walk for 30 seconds at revved up. Walk for 30 seconds at easy pace. Repeat 8 times. Cool down. End with a 2-minute walk at easy pace. Day 6. Total body workout. Phase 2 exercises, described in the section immediately following. Take a recreational walk at moderate pace for 15 to 20 minutes. Optional. Day 7. Interval walking. Warm up. Start with a 2-minute walk at moderate pace. Walk for 15 seconds at supercharged. Walk for 60 seconds at moderate pace. Repeat 8 times. Cool down. End with a 2-minute walk at easy pace. Phase 2, Week 2. Day 1. Total body workout. Phase 2 exercises, described in the section immediately following. Take a recreational walk at easy pace for 15 to 20 minutes. Optional. Day 2, interval walking. Warm up. Start with a 3-minute walk at easy pace. Walk for 30 seconds at moderate pace. Walk for 30 seconds at easy pace. Repeat 10 times. Cool down. End with a 2-minute walk at easy pace. Day 3. Total body workout. Phase 2 exercises, described in the section immediately following. Take a recreational walk at easy pace for 15 to 20 minutes. Optional. Day 4. Interval walking. Warm up. Start with a 2-minute walk at moderate pace. Walk for 15 seconds at supercharged. Walk for 45 seconds at moderate pace. Repeat 15 times. Cool down. End with a 2-minute walk at easy pace. Day 5. Total body workout. Phase 2 exercises, described in the section immediately following. Take a recreational walk at moderate pace for 15 to 20 minutes, optional. Day 6, interval walking. Warm up. Start with a 3-minute walk at easy pace. Walk for 30 seconds at moderate pace. Walk for 45 seconds at easy pace. Repeat 8 times. Cool down. End with a 2-minute walk at easy pace. Day 7. Total body workout. Phase 2 exercises, described in the section immediately following. Take a recreational walk at easy pace for 15 to 20 minutes. Optional. Phase 2, Week 3. Day 1. Interval walking. Warm up. Start with a 2-minute walk at moderate pace. Walk for 30 seconds at supercharged. Walk for 60 seconds at moderate pace. Repeat 10 times. Cool down. End with a 2-minute walk at easy pace. Day 2. Total body workout. Phase 2 exercises, described in the section immediately following. Take a recreational walk at moderate pace for 15 to 20 minutes. Optional. Day 3. Interval walking. Warm up. Start with a 3-minute walk at easy pace. Walk for 45 seconds at moderate pace. Walk for 30 seconds at easy pace. Repeat 8 times. Cool down. End with a 2-minute walk at easy pace. Day 4. Total body workout. Phase 2 exercises, described in the section immediately following. Take a recreational walk at moderate pace for 15 to 20 minutes. Optional. Day 5. Interval walking. Warm up. Start with a 2-minute walk at easy pace. Walk for 30 seconds at supercharged. Walk for 45 seconds at moderate pace. Repeat 8 times. Cool down. End with a 2-minute walk at easy pace. Day 6. Total body workout. Phase 2 exercises, described in the section immediately following. Take a recreational walk at moderate pace for 15 to 20 minutes. Optional. Day 7. Interval walking. Warm up. Start with a 3-minute walk at moderate pace. Walk for 45 seconds at revved up. Walk for 15 seconds at moderate pace. Repeat 6 times. Cool down. End with a 2-minute walk at easy pace. Phase 2, Week 4. Day 1. Total body workout. Phase 2 exercises, described in the section immediately following. Take a recreational walk at easy pace for 15 to 20 minutes. Optional. Day 2. Interval walking. Warm up. Start with a 3-minute walk at easy pace. Walk for 60 seconds at moderate pace. Walk for 30 seconds at easy pace. Repeat 8 times. Cool down. End with a 2-minute walk at easy pace. Day 3. Total body workout. Phase 2 exercises, described in the section immediately following. Take a recreational walk at moderate pace for 15 to 20 minutes. Optional. Day 4. Interval walking. Warm up. Start with a 2-minute walk at moderate pace. Walk for 30 seconds at supercharged. Walk for 60 seconds at moderate pace. Repeat 10 times. Cool down. End with a 2-minute walk at easy pace. Day 5. Total body workout. Phase 2 exercises, described in the section immediately following. Take a recreational walk at moderate pace for 15 to 20 minutes. Optional. Day 6. Interval walking. Warm up. Start with a 3-minute walk at easy pace. Walk for 30 seconds at revved up. Walk for 45 seconds at easy pace. Repeat 8 times. Cool down. End with a 2-minute walk at easy pace. Day 7. Total body workout. Phase 2 exercises described in the section immediately following. Take a recreational walk at easy pace for 15 to 20 minutes. Optional. Phase 2. Total body workout exercises. Stair step up. Side reach. Super squat. Single arm reach. Beautiful biceps. Shoulder stroke. Fab abs. Ab circle. Beach kneel. Stair step up. Lifts the butt, shapes the legs, improves balance, and strengthens upper thigh muscles. 1. Stand in front of your exercise step. Place your left foot on the step, pressing your heel into the step. Keep your right foot on the floor behind you. If you have knee problems, do this exercise without using the exercise step. If you have poor balance, hold on to a wall or chair for greater stability. 2. Straighten your right leg and lift it to the point where you can feel your butt contract. Hold that position. Keep your butt tight and lifted. 3. Tightening your abdominals and not allowing yourself to wobble, slowly pulse your right leg slightly higher while keeping your butt and abdominal muscles tight. Do 8 pulses with your right leg, and then return to the starting position. Switch legs and repeat the exercise. Do 3 sets of 8 pulses with each leg. Variation. When you are proficient at doing stair step-ups, add this more difficult variation. Instead of pulsing the extended leg up and down, draw 4 small circles to the right in the air with your toes. Reverse the direction and draw 4 more small circles to the left. Switch leg positions and repeat the exercise. Do 3 sets of 4 circles to the right and 4 circles to the left with each leg. Caution. Stop if you have knee or hip pain. Side reach. Lifts the butt, shapes and strengthens the legs and inner thighs, and improves balance. 1. Place your left foot on an exercise step, pressing your heel into the step. Lift your right leg up to the point where you can feel your butt muscles contract. Then, cross your right leg behind your left leg, reaching through your toes. 2. Holding your abdominal muscles in tight and, not allowing yourself to wobble, hold on to a chair if you need to. Slowly bend and straighten your left leg. This is 1 rep. Switch legs and repeat the exercise. Do 3 sets of 8 reps with each leg. Caution. Stop if you have knee or hip pain. Super squat. Lifts the butt and strengthens the thigh muscles. A great knee strengthener if done properly. 1. Place your left foot on the exercise step. Keep your right foot flat on the floor. Turn out both feet. If you have knee problems, you can do this exercise without using the step. 2. Bend both knees into a comfortable squat position. Your ankle bones should be directly in line with your knees to prevent knee problems. 3. Lower yourself into a deeper squat until you feel your butt muscles contract. Hold at the lowest point you can manage, then pulse your legs up and down 1 to 2 inches. A single up and down movement is 1 rep. Your hamstrings should feel as if they're on fire. This is a small, controlled movement. Switch legs and repeat the exercise. Do 8 reps with your left foot on the step and 8 reps with your right foot on the step. This is 1 set. Work up to 3 sets. Variation. Once you feel strong enough, try this more difficult variation. Lift the heel of the foot that is not on the step while you pulse up and down with both legs. This is one rep. Do 8 reps with your left foot on the step and 8 reps with your right foot on the step. This is one set. Work up to 3 sets. Caution. Stop if you have any knee or hip pain. Single arm reach. Great for flexibility and range of motion in the shoulders. 1. Stand up straight with your legs shoulder width apart. Hold both arms at chest height, with your upper arms parallel to the floor, elbows bent at 90 degrees, and palms facing toward you. Keep your chest open and lifted on all movements. Your chin stays parallel to the floor and should not jut forward. 2. Straighten your right arm as you raise it toward the ceiling, feeling the muscles under your arm contract. When your arm is straight overhead, rotate your hand and arm away from your body. 3. In a fluid motion, keep your right arm straight as you slowly move it behind you and down. This movement should feel as if you are reaching over and behind the passenger seat of your car. 4. Without stopping, continue to move your arm down and around until your elbow is at your hip. Return to the starting position. This is one rep. Do 8 reps with your right arm, then 8 reps with your left arm. This is one set. Work up to 3 sets. Cautions. People with existing shoulder injuries or previous rotator cuff or impingement issues should be careful doing this exercise. Beautiful biceps. Enhances upper arm shape and strength. You can use 1 to 3 pound hand weights or perform this exercise without weights. Don't use weights if you have shoulder injuries or feel any shoulder pain as you do the exercise. 1. Holding a weight in each hand, stand up straight with your legs shoulder width apart. With your palms up, bend your arms, keeping your elbows at chest height, as though resting them on an imaginary table. If you're not using weights, hold your palms open and facing toward you. 2 through 3. While keeping your elbows at chest height, try not to lower them. Do 4 basketball-size outward circles with your forearms. Without stopping, reverse direction and do 4 inward circles. Do 3 sets of 4 circles outward and 4 circles inward. Shoulder stroke. Strengthen shoulders, chest, biceps, and triceps. Improves posture and increases shoulder mobility. You can use 1 to 3 pound hand weights or perform this exercise without weights. Don't use weights if you have shoulder injuries or feel any pain during the exercise. 1. Holding a weight in each hand, stand with your legs shoulder width apart. Turn your palms down and hold both arms straight out at chest height, parallel to the floor. If you're not using weights, make fists and turn your palms down. 2 through 3. Keeping your left arm at shoulder height, lower your right arm to your right thigh. Then, without stopping, raise your right arm to shoulder height and lower your left arm to your left thigh. This is one rep. Don't stop between reps. Do 3 sets of 8 reps. Tips. Your fists should not be raised above your shoulders. The muscles under your arms should contract, and you should feel a pulling sensation from your shoulder blades. Make sure your shoulders don't hunch up. It will put a strain on your neck. Watch your posture. Your chin should be parallel to the floor, and your chest lifted as you do this exercise. Fab abs. Creates a super sexy six-pack and flat abs. Stretches chest muscles. Improves balance and coordination. 1. Sit on the floor with your knees bent and your arms straight behind you. Your hands should be flat on the floor with your fingertips pointing away from you. Contract your pelvic floor muscles and pull your abdominal muscles in tight to keep you balanced as you lift your feet 3 to 4 inches off the floor. 2 through 3. tightening your abdominals, straighten and bend your legs. This is one rep. Repeat 8 times in a fluid manner. If you're not strong enough to extend both legs, extend one leg at a time, alternating legs. Do 3 sets of 8 reps. Variation. When you have mastered the basic exercise, make it more challenging by doing circles with both legs extended. 1 outward and 1 inward circle is 1 rep. Do 1 set of 8 reps. Ab circle. Shapes and flattens lower and upper abdominals. 1. Lie down on your back with your body propped up on your elbows. Press your forearms and palms firmly into the floor, fingertips facing forward. Squeeze your shoulder blades together to keep your chest lifted. Bend your knees out to the side and press the bottoms of your feet firmly together. The harder you press your feet into one another, the more intense the work. Lift your feet off the floor about 4 inches, keeping your soles pressed together. 2. Circle your feet out, up, around, and back toward your body as you circle toward the start position. 1. Repeat 4 times. 3. Still keeping the soles of your feet together, reverse the direction of the circle. Repeat 4 times. Do 3 sets of 4 circles in each direction. Beach kneel. Tightens and lifts the butt, strengthens the back, and improves posture, and stretches the chest, hips, and thighs. 1. Kneel on the floor with your knees hip-width apart. Tighten your butt muscles and pull your abdominal muscles in tight. 2. Slowly lean back without bending at the hips. Use your butt muscles and muscles in the back of your upper thighs, your hamstrings, to support your body weight. Hold this position for 5 seconds, then return to the starting position. This is 1 rep. Do 3 sets of 8 reps. Caution: people with knee injuries or back pain should not do this exercise. The South Beach Supercharged Fitness Program. Phase 3, Week 1. Day 1. Interval walking. Warm up. Start with a 3-minute walk at easy pace. Walk for 45 seconds at moderate pace. Walk for 15 seconds at easy pace. Repeat 15 times. Cool down. End with a 2-minute walk at easy pace. Day 2. Total body workout. Phase 3 exercises described in the section immediately following. Take a recreational walk at easy pace for 15 to 20 minutes. Optional. Day 3. Interval walking. Warm up. Start with a 3-minute walk at moderate pace. Walk for 30 seconds at revved up. Walk for 15 seconds at easy pace. Repeat 20 times. Cool down. End with a 2-minute walk at easy pace. Day 4. Total body workout. Phase 3 exercises described in the section immediately following. Take a recreational walk at easy pace for 15 to 20 minutes. Optional. Day 5. Interval walking. Warm up. Start with a 2-minute walk at moderate pace. Walk for 30 seconds at revved up. Walk for 30 seconds at moderate pace. Repeat 16 times. Cool down. End with a 2-minute walk at easy pace. Day 6. Total body workout. Phase 3 exercises described in the section immediately following. Take a recreational walk at moderate pace for 15 to 20 minutes. Optional. Day 7. Interval walking. Warm up. Start with a 2-minute walk at moderate pace. Walk for 30 seconds at supercharged. Walk for 45 seconds at easy pace. Repeat 12 times. cool down. End with a 2-minute walk at easy pace. Phase 3, Week 2. Day 1, Total Body Workout. Phase 3 exercises described in the section immediately following. Take a recreational walk at easy pace for 15 to 20 minutes. Optional. Day 2, Interval Walking. Warm up. Start with a 3-minute walk at easy pace. Walk for 45 seconds at revved up. Walk for 30 seconds at easy pace. Repeat 12 times. Cool down. End with a 2-minute walk at easy pace. Day 3. Total Body Workout. Phase 3 exercises described in the section immediately following. Take a recreational walk at easy pace for 15 to 20 minutes. Optional. Day 4. Interval Walking. Warm up. Start with a 3-minute walk at moderate pace. Walk for 60 seconds at supercharged. Walk for 30 seconds at easy pace. Repeat 10 times. Cool down. End with a 2-minute walk at easy pace. Day 5. Total Body Workout. Phase 3 exercises described in the section immediately following. Take a recreational walk at moderate pace for 15 to 20 minutes. Optional. Day 6. Interval Walking. Warm up. Start with a 3-minute walk at easy pace. Walk for 45 seconds at supercharged. Walk for 15 seconds at moderate pace. Repeat 10 times. Cool down. End with a 2-minute walk at moderate pace. Day 7. Total Body Workout. Phase 3 exercises described in the section immediately following. Take a recreational walk at easy pace for 15 to 20 minutes. Optional. Phase 3, Week 3. Day 1, Interval Walking. Warm up. Start with a 3-minute walk at moderate pace. Walk for 60 seconds at revved up. Walk for 30 seconds at moderate pace. Repeat 10 times. Cool down. End with a 2-minute walk at easy pace. Day 2. Total Body Workout. Phase 3 exercises described in the section immediately following. Take a recreational walk at easy pace for 15 to 20 minutes. Optional. Day 3. Interval Walking. Warm up. Start with a 3-minute walk at easy pace. Walk for 45 seconds at revved up. Walk for 30 seconds at easy pace. Repeat 10 times. Cool down. End with a 2-minute walk at easy pace. Day 4. Total Body Workout. Phase 3 exercises described in the section immediately following. Take a recreational walk at easy pace for 15 to 20 minutes. Optional. Day 5. Interval Walking. Warm up. Start with a 2-minute walk at easy pace. Walk for 30 seconds at supercharged. Walk for 45 seconds at moderate pace. Repeat 12 times. Cool down. End with a 2-minute walk at easy pace. Day 6. Total Body Workout. Phase 3 exercises described in the section immediately following. Take a recreational walk at moderate pace for 15 to 20 minutes. Optional. Day 7. Interval Walking. Warm up. Start with a 2-minute walk at moderate pace. Walk for 30 seconds at supercharged. Walk for 60 seconds at moderate pace. Repeat 9 times. Cool down. End with a 2-minute walk at easy pace. Phase 3, Week 4. Day 1, Total Body Workout. Phase 3 exercises described in the section immediately following. Take a recreational walk at easy pace for 15 to 20 minutes, optional. Day 2, interval walking. Warm up. Start with a 2-minute walk at easy pace. Walk for 30 seconds at revved up. Walk for 45 seconds at moderate pace. Repeat 12 times. Cool down. End with a 2-minute walk at easy pace. Day 3. Total body workout. Phase 3 exercises described in the section immediately following. Take a recreational walk at easy pace for 15 to 20 minutes, optional. Day 4. Interval walking. Warm up. Start with a 3-minute walk